from Antonio Vivaldi, his Gloria. You can both see and hear that performed by the King Edward Choir of Barrie in a concert that's coming up on Saturday, November the 30th. Right now, it is my great pleasure to welcome a choir member and board member from the King Edward Choir, Linda Verzin. It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here today.
Well, we want you to tell us all about the things that are happening with the choir, and we'll get to that Christmas concert on November the 30th featuring Vivaldi and a bunch of other things, and a couple of other concerts coming up next spring as well. A busy, busy group, the King Edward Choir, and the choir has been around for a very long time.
Yes, 1952.
And tell us a bit about the history.
Well, it started with a lady by the name of Jean Dobson, and she got a group of ladies together, and they started, singing. I don't know if it was, I'm not sure what the repertoire was at that time, but some classical and some interesting music, and eventually some men joined the choir.
Well,
and
I can imagine they would say, why can't we join? To sing too.
Well, exactly. So it's grown from there. And there's been a number of conductors over the years and accompanists, so on and so forth. And we like to think that we're a fairly progressive group. And
you do a variety of music.
We do.
And I know your conductor well, Oliver Balaberski, because we've had many chats with his work with the Huronia Symphony and, mm-hmm. and other groups. And Oliver now is your artistic director and principal conductor, and he is a man who really has eclectic tastes that he brings to your choir.
Very much so. We're very lucky to have him.
Yeah, he's a very talented man, and his background in Macedonia, I know, is also interesting and is going to affect one of your springtime concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Accompanists mm-hmm. also essential to having a good choir rehearsal and performance, and right now it's a man named Dan McCoy. Tell us about Dan.
Well, Dan is from, he's a Muskoka boy. He's from Gravenhurst. He's a very accomplished and educated musician. And I first met Dan my daughter is a music teacher, and she was conducting a choir in Gravenhurst, and he was her accompanist there. And when we were looking for an accompanist, we thought, oh, maybe Dan would come and help us out. And it's been a really good mix. He's really helped out a lot.
So the show on November 30th, when did you start rehearsing that?
Well, September.
Okay, so as soon as you get back from the summer, mm-hmm. let's go. We have a show at the end
week
of
after Labor Day is when we start.
And the program that Oliver has put together, it includes the Gloria Mass of Antonio Vivaldi. You also have some Christmas music from everything from, We Wish You a Merry Christmas to some carols, John Rutter Angel's Carol. Uh-huh. That's a beautiful piece.
It's gorgeous.
And we have the John Rutter Candlelight Carol as well. I know Oliver likes it. Do the choir members agree?
Oh, very much, because it just wouldn't be Christmas for a chorister without John Rutter.
Yeah.
We all love it. And one of the things about that music is that it is so beautifully written that it's a pleasure to sing.
You also have one of the wonderful creations of the Canadian composer, Healy Whillan.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hode Christus Natus Est.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult, though.
It is. It's a tough one, and it's fast.
Yeah, but when you do it right, boy, does it ever get the audience a thrill.
A huge impact.
Yeah. Okay, so that's just a great evening, and I'll tell you the date again, Saturday, November 30th. Well, you've got two performances, one in the afternoon at 2, another at 7:30. Tell us a bit about Bethel Community Church, where you're holding this.
Well, it's on St. Vincent Street. It's only the second time that we've been there. I understand they have a fabulous instrument, piano, and Dan has been raving about playing that. But other than that, I'm not 100%, I don't know that much about the church.
Well, generally speaking, they have some wonderful acoustics. It's a great place to have a Christmas concert.
I hope you're right.
Well,
I'm sure you are.
We'll look forward to that. And then one of the things that I've always found a highlight at a Christmas performance, a traditional sing-along. It's no fun unless you can sing with them.
No, and we're kind of known for that. It just wouldn't be our concert without a sing-along.
Let's move along to what's happening in the springtime after we get through the holiday season. And you have two more performances, one in March, another in May. Mm-hmm. And in March, this is the one I referred to where some of the music from Macedonia will be featured. Have you started rehearsing that yet? Or
no.
Okay, well, good luck. It's a tough language.
we've sung in Russian. Uh-huh. I'm assuming it is close to it, but... yeah, it'll be tough.
But it's a challenge, and that's always fun.
Yeah.
That program's called Close to Heart and Close to Home, and there's also going to be some Mozart music. And then May the 9th, last night of the proms. That sounds like fun.
Well, we did do it last year with the Barry Concert Band, and it was just an absolute riot. And so we're really looking forward to another performance with the HSO, with the Humoronia Symphony. So should be good.
And that's another one where, at least at the end, the audience gets very, very involved.
So.
Flags and all.
Oh, my God. It
all
was really something else.
Well, Linda, thank you for coming in and visiting with us today to tell us all about what's happening with the King Edward Choir. That first performance, again, is November the 30th. 2 and 7:30 p.m. at Bethel Community Church on St. Vincent Street in Barrie. What's the website where people can go to get all the details and tickets, too?
KingEdwardChoir.ca.
Thanks so much. As we wrap up, let's listen to more of that Gloria Mass by Antonio Vivaldi. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.